Chapter 2 Anil stepped outside through the sliding doors of Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, meeting an embrace of warm air.
Ah, just like home.
Baldev Kapoor, his new roommate, laughed and threw an arm around his shoulder.
My friend, you're in America now. Nothing is like home.
He grinned through his manicured goatee. Anil had to admit there was some truth in this statement. The weather here reminded him of India, but little else was familiar. The airport had been a marvel of order and cleanliness. Passengers stood in straight lines and stepped politely forward. There was no jostling to get to the front, no elbowing fellow travelers out of the way, no spitting on the floors. Although Anil had come prepared with a roll of cash in his pocket, neither the customs nor immigration officers suggested a bribe to let him pass. They simply looked at his foreign student papers and stamped his passport. As Baldev drove, Anil stared out the windshield at the ribbon of winding highway stretched before them, the vast expanses of empty land on either side. The roads were free of bumps and debris, with clean white lines that echoed the sense of possibility in a fresh notebook page. Where were the belching cargo trucks, the scooters weaving through traffic, the ambling goats and cows?
Where is everybody? Is it a holiday or something?
He asked Baldev, who'd been in America for several years already, having moved with his parents from Delhi to Houston as a teenager.
The cities are another thing, but most of Texas is still wide-open frontier,
Baldev chuckled.
You don't want to get caught in the wrong place, if you know what I mean.
Anil had found the apartment through an advertisement posted by their other roommate, Mahesh Shah, whose Gujarati name gave Ma some reassurance. IIT-trained computer engineer, read the ad. Male, mid-20s, good job, financially secure, seeks two similar roommates to share a luxurious apartment in Irving, Texas. Non-drinking, non-smoking, vegetarian. It sounded too good to be true.